In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have no idea whether I'm framed in this shot or not, because I can't tell, but it's cutting off my head. Somebody said, I got to step, okay, right there. Okay, so I got to try to stay here, and I can't jump. I guess I'm also going to go out as well. Today's Mass is being offered in a special way, remembering our brother. Jake Gutierrez, thank you. Jake Gutierrez, who passed away last night. He received the anointing of God. Continue to pray for his soul and consolation of his beautiful wife and daughters and the whole family that's there. They're a little grounded. We're celebrating today the feast of Saint Simon, Saint Jude. Do you know who these apostles are? What does the word apostle mean? Apostle means one who is sent out to do something, sent out with a task. And each one of these men, each person who is called by God, has been given some innate characteristics, some innate gifts they've been given that have not been given to anybody else. Did you know that about yourself? Did you know that about yourself? You have been given graces by God which have not been given to anybody else. Totally irrepeatable. Not in the way that the world talks about, oh, you're a perfect little snowflake that's like that individual in that way. No, not in that way. Not in a sacred way. But in a real way. You have been given certain particular tasks, Analia, which God has not entrusted to another. So if there ever becomes a moment within your life where you wonder, what is it that I'm called to do? Maybe the world would somehow be better without me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody worries about me in any sort of way. That's false. God has entrusted you. You. With particular tasks that have not been given to another individual and which cannot be accomplished save you do them for God. A consoling thought. I think it is. In fact, the moments when I get down, which do happen in for priests, I think of that. There's a reflection that I go to, which I actually just shared with two people today. You know who you are, from St. John Henry Newman, that great cardinal of the church, great saint and intellectual of ages past. Now, each one of these apostles had a special characteristic in his life. That characteristic was different for each of them. To some had a great ability to preach, others a great ability to endure in some sort of way. But here within the gospel, we hear one particular gift that is given for St. Simon. You remember what it is? Those of you who are listening at home, maybe you can scroll down and see your text there and see where in the scripture it says it. You remember with a special gift that it speaks about in that gospel that was just written, that was given to St. Simon. You still have more of her. So right here, St. Simon. St. Simon is called the zealot. The zealot. What's a zealot? What does it mean to have zeal? What he was talking about there, that he was zealous, is saying that he had lots and lots of energy to be able to go out and do things. He was really a zealot to make sure that God's kingdom, his spiritual kingdom, would be set forth right there in Jerusalem in that instant. So he's zealous to make sure that the political or that the structural kingdom of God on earth will be present. That's a good thing. Although that's not entirely what our blessed Lord Jesus was thinking about, at least that movement is good. I want to give you just a definition of zeal. Zeal. What is zeal? Zeal comes from the word delos. Delos. Which has its root in Deo. What does that word mean, Deo? It means to boil. It means to boil or to make something raw with heat. If you're trying to boil, I don't know, like you like spaghetti, you like macaroni and cheese or things like that, boil those noodles there on there. What happens with the water? All of a sudden you heat it up, you get it hot, that thing is going there, and then what happens? seems to, like, dance a little bit, right? It seems to move around right there, become a rolling boil, and then it begins to throb with heat as it is, as the water throbs up and down and then violently begins to boil, right? That water has become zealous water. Zealous water. Do you know what, Leah, that you're supposed to be zealous to? You're supposed to be full of zeal, to be throbbing with heat within your own life. And you're supposed to be zealous about accomplishing a particular good in your life. Do you know what particular good God wants you to accomplish in this life? Why did God make you?
God made me to know Him, to love Him, to serve Him in this world, and to be happy with Him forever in heaven.
That's exactly right. God made you to know Him, to love Him, to serve Him in this life. Why? So that you can be happy, joy-filled, exactly like God made you. That's what you're supposed to be zealous for. Don't let anybody in your whole life ever throw you off the direction that God has made you for, because that's it. Whether God gives you the 9, 10, 11 years that you've lived up to this point, whether He gives you 50 or 60 years, seems like a lot now, or maybe He gives you 150 years because of the breakthroughs of medical science that are going to happen by the time you reach that age. I don't know. Our Lord gives you, that's the only task that you have. Nothing else. No love, serve. Bostical seeds, we say in Italian. That's it. That's the end of the story. Just do that. That's what you should be zealous about all the days of your life. Zeal. Zeal. Let me give you more. St. Thomas Aquinas talks about this with great saints of the church. He says that that zeal is a necessary effect of love. If you love, if you feel love within your heart, if you're giving yourself to love God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, just like I talked about in the gospel on Sunday, it means that you have to have zeal. It's necessary. He goes on to say that zeal is the vehement movement of one who loves to secure the object of his love. You know what that means? Vehement means I'm going to go and get it no matter what. So that very thing which I love, I can have. I can have the object of my love securely in such a way that nobody can pry it from my fingers. That's the way you're supposed to move toward God, toward accomplishing His works within your life. That's for each of us. What is the defining characteristic of our lives? If we really are to be Amadeus, like we talked about a few weeks ago, right? Or last week. We're really to be lovers of God. And the one defining characteristic of who we are is that we seek to secure God and hold on to with all of our strength, no matter what tries to come against us, so we can just hold on to God. That's it. In just a few moments, you're going to hold on to God for the first time in your life. You're going to receive Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, the most august sacraments of the altar, living within you to raise you up to life everlasting. You should be zealous about every opportunity it is that you have to come and receive Jesus in the blessed sacrament. That's what we want for you. Not for this to be one day when you come to receive our Lord in the blessed sacrament. How far from the church do you live? 2 miles, 10 miles, 100 miles, 1,000,000 miles? Are you further than the sun is from the earth from the church?
3 blocks.
3 blocks. There's a house right there. It's actually just on the other side of the street. Right? Yeah. Not very far at all. So why must mass? Our whole desire is to receive them, not just once in your life, but as often as you yourself. Living in a way where you're not intentionally breaking the law. You're seeking. the greater movement to want to be united with you. You may feel that you're called to have a zealous love for God within your life. Guess what? God has a zealous love for you. He has this boiling up of his own nature within it just to secure the object of his love, which is you. Which is you. To hold you tight. To make sure that nothing can ever attack you or harm you. Nothing can harm your soul. That's where the love is to God. So you can carry your soul all the way back to himself. Your movement is just to respond in your own little, individual, skilled way. The best you can. Pursue him just like that. Prepare yourself to receive the Lord. Our Lord desires you to receive him more than you desire to receive him. He desires to receive you.
Be happy with them forever in heaven.
That's right. Zealously.